put together a quick presentation last night on something. I was trying to think of something Pittsburgh-related. The closest I could come up with at midnight last night, it's the City of Three Rivers, and so I came up with the Play of Three Steels. I looked at 1945 to present. I guess that's the post-war period. That's also the time period that I had on the spreadsheet that I had open. And so at 73-year period, does anyone want to guess how many triple steals there have been during that time? I'm hearing some single-digit numbers. I'm hearing 60. It's in the middle, actually. So there have been 37. I think we probably would expect fewer in the American League, given the DH has been around for so much longer. I was a little surprised that it was this close, to be honest. That's kind of a basic little split there on triple steals. And then during that post-war period, anyone have any guesses? Well, hold on. First, let me say, does anyone want to guess when was the last triple steal in Major League Baseball? How many years ago? Anyone ever seen a triple steal at a Major League game? So no for there. It's not surprising no one's ever seen one. There was one 10 seasons ago, Indians versus the White Sox. The last before that was 1987, so that's two in the last 32 seasons now. So pretty rare kind of event. And then I did a chart for how often since 45, and you can see most years at zero. A few years, one, and here most recently, a lot of years with zero, then a little spike at 2008. Now the 2 years with spikes there are, it's really 3 years, one spike kind of leads into the other. So it's 1963 had four triple steals, 1969 had four as well, 1970 had three. Of course, those were pretty pitcher-heavy years, so maybe it makes sense teams were trying to do a lot of steals. And I looked at those three seasons, 63 where there were four, and then 69 where there were four, and 70 where there were three, to see if there were any patterns, any interesting events that happened. So these were the four from 1963. Now, they're all National League, but besides that, I didn't notice any trends, no teams that are doing it, no time of the year, anything like that, no particular stadium. And then I'll skip to 1970, where there were three. It was the same thing again, all National League, but besides that, spread out over the year, don't involve the same teams, that kind of thing. No real pattern there besides the National League part. And then the year I skipped, 1969, had four. All four by the Twins. And so all four of those games, I looked at those four games, all four of them were at home, and in three of them, the person who stole home was Rod Carew, of course. He had five of his career steals of home were as part of a triple steal. So during the post-war period, he's personally responsible for about one-seventh of the triple steals. No one else during that time had even three steals of home during a triple steal. And something I found pretty interesting was that all four of these involved Herman Killebrew. He stole second twice, and he stole third twice during these. So that's not the last weird little fact about these. I do not. Bert's sheet doesn't show that, I believe, Dave. Yeah. So then I looked at by innings. My guess was probably going to be maybe the seventh inning of a game would be the most likely. The games may be close, but you don't want to run yourself out of a last chance to score. And I was somewhat correct. There's a spike here in the sixth inning where there were seven triple steals. But I was pretty surprised by the number in the first and second innings. There were six in the first inning, eight in the second inning. But then in the third and fourth and fifth, they dropped down significantly. My guess is that that's when the better hitters are coming up, and you don't want to run yourself out when someone good is up at bat. But if anyone has any other ideas, they can think about it and discuss it at the end of the presentation as to why there's that lull in the middle inning there. I started thinking, you know, for someone trying to steal second, is it easier to steal off a lefty pitcher or a righty pitcher? Pretty obvious. What about if you're trying to steal every base? What's easier, against a lefty or a righty? And so 10 out of the 37 had lefties on the mound, 27 had righties. And to give some perspective for that, so that's 27% of these were with a lefty on the mound. Obviously, the number changes over the year, but generally about 25% of steals happen with a left-hander on the mound. And so doesn't seem to be any real pattern there. Doesn't seem to be any more likely to steal a triple steal than is any base generally, which is a little surprising to me. I figured there'd be some trend here, probably a higher percentage with righties on the mound was my guess. And then, so what about the same thing with batters? And for stealing home, of course, this matters. Is there a right-handed batter there or a left-handed batter? A righty blocking the plate? And again, it was the exact same breakdown. And right, 10 lefty batters in the box, 20 with righty batters. And I forgot to run the numbers for what percentage of batters are righty versus lefty, but I'm guessing that this is probably not significant there. So again, it's kind of a boring stat, but it's surprising to me because I figured that almost everyone would be with a right-hander in the box where the pitcher can't see it coming, and yet about a third of them were with left-handers in the box. And maybe that's because they're expecting the catcher to throw to second, not even realizing the guy from third has to go somewhere during this. This one is a little more surprising for me. What percentage of them? Zero out, one out, two out? I figured probably most of them would happen with one out, and that way if someone gets thrown out, you've still got a couple guys on base. So there were zero with zero outs. Nobody completed a triple steal when there was nobody out. I guess they figured the run expectations were too good. But you figure sometime in the last 73 years, it would have happened. Maybe just by accident, even, with some dumb base runners, maybe. And there were only six with one out. So the other 31 came with two outs. So almost every single one of these with two out, I guess the team figures they've got nothing to lose. The inning's about to be over anyway. They might as well go for it. And then my last chart here. This is another one I wasn't sure what to expect. Is a team more likely to do this when they're ahead, when they're behind, when the game's tied? My guess was that teams would do it when they're behind, desperate, trying to score. And the graph might be a little difficult to read, but zero is in the middle there, and the run differential down eight at the bottom left and then up eight at the bottom right. So the numbers overall, out of the 37, 13 were when the team was already ahead, 13 when they were behind, 13 when they were tied, 11 when they were ahead. So it's almost exactly even breakdown, which I thought was very surprising that there would be that kind of breakdown. And you'll see the one on the bottom right there, the team that did a triple steal and they were up by eight runs. I looked at that game. Anyone want to guess which team that was? It was 1957. It was the Yankees. They were up 8-0 in the sixth inning, April 22nd, against the Senators. So the person who stole second base, Moose Skowron. Person who stole third base, Yogi Berra. Person who stole home was Billy Martin. So out of their... Didn't check that one. So out of those three guys had 44 years in the major leagues. They had 80 total stolen bases among all of them for their entire careers combined, and three of them were on that one play. So obviously the Senators were pretty checked out at that point. They were already down 8-0. It was 9-0 after that play. We'll have to check. So the next day would have been April 23rd, 57. So anyway, that's a quick little presentation I put together. If anyone has questions or comments or theories, Dave? Right, Jackie Robinson, by the numbers I had anyway, was the home part of a triple steal twice. Wow. I guess the numbers have changed.
No, because I would have been...
Four triple steals where he stole home?
Yep.
I got him from Retro Sheet. So my guess is right up to the period where I started in the mid and late 40s that the event files I downloaded were not as full fulsome as they are now, but. All right. Anyone have any theories on? I looked it up, but I have now forgotten. As I said, Dave. So was that worth it statistically? Yeah. Anyone have any theories on the inning chart here? This is one that I couldn't come up with a good explanation for. I can come up with an idea of some variation, but to have such a huge spike in the first and second innings, I figured teams would do this when they're a little desperate, or maybe the other team's worn down, not paying attention at the end of the game rather than at the beginning. Right, so I'm sure these are probably the innings where they just have more base runners generally. And also, I'm guessing you might be right that when the pitcher's up to bat, there might be certain batters more likely up when you would try this or not try it. You might have the good hitters up in the fourth and fifth innings more often, so you're less likely to try to run into a run when a batter could do it for you. I did not. Because I'm trying to think of exactly how easy it would be to do it, and given the time constraints I had, it was a little bit difficult. So, but at least that, in one like that, they're probably paying attention to Robinson, but with the Billy Martin, Yogi Berra, Muscaro, and what are they doing? I guess it's such a surprise that nobody would see that one coming from anyone. Right? All right, well, that's all the chart that I had for this one. Appreciate it. Thanks for the computer. If anyone wants to ask questions or anything about Herm's presentation they thought of in the meantime, or mine, feel free to.
Hey, Trent? Yeah. Trent? So I looked up the play-by-play for the Billy Martin game. Turns out Martin got on base that inning by a hit-by-pitch, so maybe he had a bit of a chip on his shoulder or something like that. And then Berra, when he was on third, also scored on a wild pitch the very next play as well, presumably because the pitcher was rather shaken up by the events of the game.
Yeah, so Berra stealing third and coming home on a wild pitch.
And then the 69 year with the Twins, Billy Martin's the coach, or the manager, rather, of the Twins. So he's the guy who's got four and a triple steals in a year. So
how many of these is he responsible for, I wonder? Well, it's interesting. So the Twins had four that year. They had zero the year before, zero the year after.